WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a court hearing today challenging the Department of Government Efficiency's authority to make cuts, but ABC's Rachel Scott says it's already made sweeping cuts with more on the way.
Over at the FAA, one union says several hundred probationary workers began to receive firing notices on Friday night. Immigration judges also a part of the sweeping cuts, with 13 who were about to be sworn in fired on Friday, and two current judges were removed without cause. And at the Department of Energy, at least 2,000 workers let go. More than 1,000 people fired from Veterans Affairs and another 1,000 from the CDC.
It's confusion at the agency that maintains the nation's nuclear stockpile. 300 employees were fired, but officials now trying to hire them back. 10 people are dead, 9 of them in Kentucky as a result of extensive flooding in the region. And Pope Francis requires further hospitalization, according to the Vatican, saying the 88-year-old's respiratory tract infection presents a complex picture. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is the spring primary. Voters statewide will narrow the field in the race for state superintendent. Jill Underly is running for re-election against challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Here in Madison, you may also have a local primary, depending on where you live in the city. Voters will choose the two candidates to advance to the spring election in three common council districts. That's District 9, District 10, and District 12. The top two vote-getters in all these primaries will face off on April 1st. And a bill in the state legislature would allow clerks across Wisconsin to start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Wisconsin is one of just seven states that forces clerks to start processing absentee ballots on Election Day. Lisa Hale reports.
Ahmad Rivera Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers gives his official budget address to the legislature tomorrow, and it will include plans to overhaul Wisconsin's oldest prison in Waupun. It would turn the facility into a vocational training center for nonviolent offenders. His plans would also close the prison up in Green Bay. His proposal would allow some people convicted of nonviolent crimes out early to reduce overcrowding. Republicans would have to approve this plan, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it a non-starter. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above, wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 2 below.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
My hope is that my Republican colleagues in Congress start showing that kind of courage, start showing that kind of fortitude, and that follow the advice of the Constitution that they are supposed to advise and consent on these nominees like Kash Patel instead of simply accepting and acquiescing every step of the way. This is a major assault on the justice system.
Thank you, Amy Klobuchar. Okay. Happy President's Day. Not my President Day.
Right.
During the worst presidents ever. Reign of terror. Is that what we're calling this? Okay. We need some love. Don't we need some love today?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Thanks, Bella. Where am I? Sarah says, thank you for being there for us. Steph and the Mooks, welcome new Mook Bella. I'm not sure you realize that for every call and message you receive thanking you, there are thousands of us, millions if you're counting, but who is?
Well.
Who feel the same way, Stephanie. Your voice is so important. I have friends and family who are federal servants that were laid off last week. Some still have their jobs but are worried about their future. My sister relies on Medicaid for her defibrillator that keeps her alive. I'm just one of the millions directly impacted by Trump's fascism. We're all very scared, very worried. Thanks for showing up every day, lifting our spirits. It's important work you do. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We're trying to save America one fart joke at a time. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Remind your listeners that there are rallies throughout the country today. Even on show day, they have time to attend. Keep up the great work. Chris and Stephanie, you're both right. Sincerely, Sarah, the official cartographer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm right more often than she is.
Can we both be right, really?
No.
To the more popular Chris is Wrong letter.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's a different one.
Oh.
Hold, please. I was trying to keep your confidence up. Let's go. Corey says, thank you, Steph, for continuing to do your show during this beyond crazy time. I have to speak up about the comments made by Chris regarding how we should speak to Trump voters. Yeah, don't call those idiots idiots is what Trump says, because they're idiots. They won't get it. I'm tired of the blame and shame game that's been going on. I think John Oliver described it best when he referred to Joe Scarborough as Scoldilocks. That's funny, John Oliver. I like that. He is. It's weird there's not an audience among Democrats for being Democrats constantly being scolded by Scoldilocks. Chris, your comments about how we need to talk to Republicans sounded to this old lady a bit mansplainy. I'm sorry if you think we need to take care of Trump voters. Do we view them as delusional or grown-ass adults who made a bad decision? When it comes to finger-pointing and shaming, let's stick to real things like Mitch McConnell and a complicit media, and please leave the hardworking Democrats out of it. Corey, in New Mexico.
Well, you know.
In your defense, you being a man has nothing to do with your patrocending mansplaining. Just like me being T has nothing to do with me sometimes being a... You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with me being a woman, my general.
I'm a dude, and I occasionally give my opinion. I'm sorry if you think that's mansplaining.
I'm occasionally. It has nothing to do with me being a woman.
But tell me how scolding people who voted for Trump brings them over to your side.
I don't know. They're morons. Who cares? Okay. Oh, this one. Patrick from Rockford calls them Cletus safaris when they go talk to Trump voters in diners, because we really need to understand how they feel about everything. Cletus safaris and forgiveness. Dear Steph, God Empress of the liberal world. That was the proper salutation, which is why I read this.
Yeah, that's exactly how he got you to read this.
God Empress. Uh-huh. Of the liberal verse. Jesus, I had forgotten how absolutely annoying these Cletus safaris are. The diner folk should be ignored because they offer nothing to the national discourse. And the fact that the mainstream media has the need to go and talk to simple farmers, the common clay of the New West, you know, morons, on a regular basis. That's from Blazing Saddles. It's funny. Shows just how useless they've been since at least the beginning of Stumble von Gibbon's first term. That's a new, I hadn't heard that one. I absolutely believe in extending grace to the penitent. I want repentance for there to be a lesson learned before forgiveness is given. I also want some time to process my righteous fury and find a damn therapist before I lose what remains of my humanity to my growing anger at the constant stream of corruption, lawlessness, and crimes against humanity. And for those who are proud supporters of Groper Cleveland, that's funny too, Groper Cleveland, who get interviewed in these Cletus safaris, them. They're idiots, sociopaths, cowards, mental and emotional children, and or bigots. I'm under no obligation to tolerate them. Tolerance is a social contract, not a moral principle. The intolerant have chosen to be unbound and unprotected by that social contract. So who am I to question their decision? Love, Patrick. From, wow, Patrick.
What?
Fired up, ready to go.
Why?
Although you made a correction, and I think people should hear this. You were saying not necessarily, you weren't talking about MAGAs.
Right, exactly.
So you differentiate between them,
yeah.
And
like, okay, there are MAGAs, there are people that listen to the Stephanie Miller Show, and there's a gigantic swath of
nookity middle.
There's a gigantic nookity middle. And those people go back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're scolding the people that are going back and forth, you're pushing them away from you.
Okay. That guy tweets, Elon has found zero fraud. He has found aid programs he doesn't agree with. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Thank you. That about sums it up. We got on to, because Bella, you were saying almost your entire generation was on antidepressants.
Yes.
So, and once again, I was saying how they have no principles anymore. Bobby Kennedy, right? Mm-hmm. And first of all, you know me, I'm a huge anti-drug person. I've never even smoked pot, but that's not my choice. Right. I have friends that, you know, claim it's saved their life, right?
Exactly. So,
but how is that small government? They just voted in Bobby Kennedy, who's like, you know, wants to take away your, I don't even, antidepressants and your, what else? Ozempic. Well, there goes every actress I know. okay.
And every real housewife of whatever city.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
God. Talking to you, Heather Gay from Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg was the first one. He should tweet and or whatever, go on TV every day. He said incompetence in Washington puts every American at risk, no matter how you voted. No one should be happy that the Doge team, the same folks who randomly published classified U.S. security information online today, wants access to your bank account and social security numbers. He also tweeted about them firing the nuclear inspectors and then frantically trying to hire them back. I mean, God, you know when God tweets, you have to listen. He said,
sure.
Donald taking over the Kennedy Center show, he shows he is more interested in destroying what liberals love than building anything conservatives care about. Thank you. All once again, right full circle back to owning the libs. Audrey in Illinois. Hey, Audrey, welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm so glad that I can get on the air about this. I know you've heard of Greg Palast, the statistician who keeps track of voter suppression in America.
We've had him on many times.
Yeah, he was on Tom Hartman's show like late last month, and he exposed the fact that 4.7 million provisional ballots were discarded. And that was a result.
He does that every election, though. I have to say, we've had Greg on many times, and he talks about this every election. So this one is not.
Right.
Yeah, this one is not.
This is one where they truly hit. True the Vote, the Pick-Pin Project. These people have to be stopped because they got laws passed in various states whereby citizens can accuse other American citizens of not having the right to vote. You know, they're falsely accusing them of not living there. And they submit these gigantic lists of thousands of names. Probably the majority of these people they've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And they get all these people deregistered and disenfranchised.
My sister Mary spoke yesterday at a rally in North Carolina. She was one of the people disenfranchised in that I can't remember which election it was where they threw out just a bunch of, and there was no reason that ballots like hers should have been thrown out. So that, and that's still in the courts. So I get it. They're trying, you know, every level of Mary. Stephen. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost gave you the answer. Whatever you think the answer is now, Stephen.
Not Stephen Beschloss. I won't guess Stephen Beschloss then.
Bella, who said it was an appalling display of hostility, hypocrisy, arrogance, and ignorance. It's hard to overstate what a terrible precedent J.D. Vance's speech set for the role of America on the global stage, and particularly among our traditional Democratic allies.
RuPaul.
That was a bad guess. Oh, look how fast she learned. Uh-huh. No, it's Stephen Beschloss.
Oh, he's been on with us before.
You know, I feel like this is bad that I now send you these quotes, that now you are the one that prints them, and then you still get them wrong. It seems like an unfair advantage. Okay.
Hey, you set up the system.
Pete Buttigieg on the nuclear inspectors, uh-huh. He said even worse incompetence. They accidentally fired, then apparently today unfired, hundreds of people who manage America's nuclear weapons.
Trying to find them.
Right. Deleted the remote.
No.
Blocked them out of there. Okay. I'll be behind you with the hedges with my nuclear secrets. Okay. Whiskey in San Francisco. Is there enough whiskey to go around? Not really. Hello.
S.P. Hegseth.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Please be patient with me because the things that I have to say are probably not too humorous, but they're being stated by reputable experts, and the mainstream media is not covering it at all. They're fetishizing all the wrong points. So there are three broad topics. First one is what's happening inside U.S. Treasury. The second topic is the absolute imminent threat of a U.S. recession, possibly within 6 months, leading to a depression, and also a global recession that could be triggered just by what's happening in Treasury alone.
Yeah.
And then finally, it's violation of the sovereignty of the U.S. dollar by internally and illegally hardwiring the U.S. Treasury to accept and receive payments in blockchain cryptocurrency. So let's roll back to item number one, and please be patient with me, okay? I'm calling in under a nom de guerre, obviously, because I have a security clearance that was obtained in the proper fashion, the old-fashioned way. And a security clearance does not give anybody carte blanche. It is a verification that you will keep your promise to play by the rules of how classified information is handled. And once you violate those rules, you lose your security clearance. It is invalidated, and you become a criminal automatically.
Right.
So what happened inside U.S. Treasury? The U.S. Treasury checkbook is not Quicken, okay? It is a series of compartmented classified software modules that, taken all together, represent the federal checkbook.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Doge and the Musketeers have done is they have decompartmented all of those components just of the checkbook alone, okay?
Yeah,
and yeah. It puts everything in danger.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. We're running long here. But, yeah, no, I think you cannot underestimate what is happening. And, you know, ever since Hillary Clinton didn't actually, divulge any classified information, they seem to make a really big deal out of any classified information. Yeah. Did I mention she didn't actually?
But her email, Stephanie.
Yes. Audrey made the same point we've been making all morning. If you're looking for fraud, you send auditors. If you're looking for waste, you send accountants. If you're looking to steal data, you send programmers. I mean, even you know how far above my pay grade all this is, and even I can see what they're doing, right? I mean,
you can't even choose which browser to use on your own computer.
No, I'm not even sure what that is.
I
think Firefox is a good one to use now because.
That's what I'm using. Yeah. See, it always comes full. I'm always right, just even inadvertently.
I always use Safari.
Yeah.
On Apple products.
Well, yeah. Fine. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our desperately needed CB Distillery. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially it's live. It's on. It's going, baby. Save up to 40% on everything if you're struggling with sleep, daily stress, need relief after a tough workout. Oh, I was partially saved for myself and my 60-mile ride by a few people in my club that turned around a little early. I was like, yep, that's me. So we only did 41 miles. But when I say only, my back is 11 billion years old.
So is that 20 and a half miles out and 20 and a half
that's
miles
correct.
Back?
Okay. That is correct. That is correct. It's like over 3 hours of riding, and my back said, ow, where's that CBD relief stick? And I said, here it is, thank you.
Did you pass it around to your
no,
friends?
I hoard that at home. Discover the healing benefits of CBD. Save up to 40% on everything. CBDistillery.com. Enter that code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob.
Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elder elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
So.
Stephanie Miller.
Trump administration has started firing hundreds of Federal Aviation Administration employees who maintain critical air traffic control infrastructure.
Yep.
Just in case if you wondered, after six plane crashes in 3 weeks, that they're deliberately trying to kill us, the answer is...
They may be trying to kill you because you're about ready to fly.
Yeah, I am about ready to go see my sister for my vacation. Great. Thanks. Uh-huh. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Oh, I'm just calling Jody.
Mm.
It's a host.
As we've been also mentioning all morning, a CNN headline for the ages, Trump officials fired nuclear staff not realizing they oversee the country's weapons stockpile. Okay, David says Europe did not have to hold an emergency conference after Harris visited. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, all of Europe. Because this douchebag, where's the, which, oh, this one. Yeah, J.D. Vance. God.
Speaking up and expressing opinions isn't election interference. Even when people express views outside your own country, and even when those people are very influential. And trust me, I say this with all humor, if American democracy can survive 10 years of Greta Thunberg scolding, you guys can survive a few months of Elon Musk.
You know, it's really funny when you have to say, this is humor. I'm about to engage in humor. Okay.
Greta Thunberg was a child for the majority of
right.
her peak.
Correct.
An autistic child. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you.
A child.
Michael threads, if Joe Biden is commander-in-chief had hired someone so unqualified they mistakenly fired all the people in charge of our nuclear weapons, there would be immediate congressional hearings. It would be the number one story on Fox for 4 years. It's not even in the top 50 incompetent things that this administration has done. Just this week, in case you're...
Right.
Chris, I was saying, weekends can't be allowed anymore because this is, a normal day is a lot. This is just, it's too much for a human being to process and cover, isn't it?
Do you need some help?
No, there's no helping me now.
Okay.
It's too late for that. Right. Ryan tweets, Trump has ordered election security personnel to stop work. This comes after he attempted to illegally fire the head of the Federal Election Commission. These people protect the integrity of our elections. He is 100% trying to make sure that every future election magically favors himself and Republicans. This is an attack. I was saying I have, more and more smart people that I know asking me about this election. And I don't know what to tell you, Chris, because obviously everything that's happened since then with Elon Musk obviously makes you more suspicious of what could have happened.
Absolutely.
And then what we do about it. Right. You know, are we going to have free and fair midterms? I mean, who guts the election security? Right. Foreign interference. He just stopped all the work on that. I mean, if it doesn't make a normal person suspicious, I don't know what you say. Victor in Oregon. Hello, Victor.
Hey, how's it going, Steph? You know, you guys have a big job ahead of you.
Wow.
But I'd like to say that I'm sick and tired of the press saying that Donald Trump and has a mandate. Trump never had a mandate to cut all these jobs and all these programs and agencies that save American people's lives and protect American people. The only mandate Donald Trump has is his mandate with Vladimir Putin.
Nice.
Just like the one he's going to have again, and he had in Helsinki.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
looking forward to
Right. It tells you everything you need to know. He talked to Vladimir Putin for an hour and a half.
Yep.
And then, as an afterthought, calls Elon Musk. Zelensky. And then doesn't invite Ukraine to the quote-unquote peace negotiations. I mean,
Ukraine is a major part of...
They're the country that was illegally attacked.
They should at least have a seat at the kids' table.
In less than 1 month of firing thousands of his employees and slashing budgets from nearly every federal agency, including USAID and the FAA, Elon Musk has already stolen more jobs and killed more people than any other illegal immigrant in American history. Chew on that for a moment. And Rude Pundit coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got dangerously cold conditions statewide tonight. We may hit 12 below, and that's just the temperature. The Arctic air will stick around. We may not even get above 10 degrees until Wednesday or Thursday. We may have wind chills of negative 25 or 30 tonight and into tomorrow. Under those conditions, frostbite can start to set in within just 10 minutes. Be mindful of pets who need to go outside. We got a total of 8 inches of snow last week here in Madison, according to the National Weather Service. We haven't had much so far this season, so the Streets Division has had a busy few days. Speaking of the Streets Division and other plowing efforts, the city of Madison declared a snow emergency. That means alternate side parking rules are in effect tonight for areas on the isthmus and a little beyond. Meanwhile, Wisconsin brewers who use cans may be crushed by tariffs. Here's Brittany Merlot.
President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs, a blanket duty of 25% on all steel and aluminum imports, are expected to negatively affect the nation's craft brewers by driving up the cost of critical materials used to brew, house, and serve their beer. And these potential hits are landing at an unwelcome time for the industry, so prices will probably go up. Sales data for beer and aluminum cans accounted for approximately 75% of craft breweries' packaged volume and revenue, and a good number of those beer cans aren't made in the U.S. and come from Canada. In terms of steel, Canada and Mexico account for nearly 40% of what the U.S. imports, and the new tariffs, set to take effect on March 12th, are forecasted to raise producer prices for steel and aluminum by 15 to 20% in the coming months. This could cost consumers an extra $8 billion a year.
State Republicans are proposing a bill that would help Wisconsin schools install and maintain water filters. It would require school boards develop plans to manage the drinking water to ensure students would not be exposed to things like lead or PFAS. Governor Tony Evers says he supports the legislation. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above. Wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 0 degrees.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of, like, why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Allison Madison from the Salt Wise Program.
And we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of the Wisconsin primaries.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Asians Face the Fats campaign.
Imagine lecturing Europeans about being afraid of their own electorate when it is Trump and Elon Musk who are firing FBI agents because they dared to do their duty, who are having loyalty tests at the National Security Council, who are firing tens of thousands of federal employees because they consider them part of the deep state and can't be trusted. You're going to lecture others about political tolerance of free speech?
Thank you, Representative Jerry Connolly. Kathleen says, Vance and Hegseth learning that the rest of the world is less willing to swallow their bolt than Fox News watchers is delightful.
That's right.
Yes, they were roundly hated. Is that a good word to use? Some people are saying, Chris.
Some people say.
D. Jackson said, our Secretary of Defense was drinking scotch and at his press conference then showed up drunk to the NATO meeting, but to impeach him, you need 13 Republican senators. I do feel like it was a bit of a you. I mean, you tried to say it could have been Ice-T. Do you really think so?
With Pete Hegseth? We don't know, and okay. So I'm not going to speculate.
Sure. Okay.
You know, I'm a little more strict than you are, I think, with that sort of thing.
Okay. Danita says, when the parks are closed because there are no rangers, when the museums are closed because there's no curators, when your aunt, who's a veteran, can't see a doctor at the VA, when your child gets sick from eating meat full of salmonella, when your bank fails and you lose your life savings, when the farmer down the road loses his farm, remember, your Republican friends voted for this. That's what people keep saying. It's not till it hits them. And then you still wonder if they're so in the cult, they're going to blame Biden or whatever.
They already are blaming Biden.
Here's one. Go to a cemetery, see all the baby graves there from the 1950s and 1960s, then hardly any. That's when people started vaccinating their kids. If you are unsure, the answer is literally written in stone. There's, of all the horrors we have to look forward to.
Polio.
Bobby Kennedy becoming the head of the secretary. Okay. Guy says Elon Musk, who is 53 years old, just fathered his 13th child with a 26-year-old far-right influencer. This is baby mama number four. I always forget how Republicans are the party of family values. Mm-hmm. C. Matt Schlapp, who was just accused yet again of getting slappy with a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey, boys. I'll betcha there's someone out to get you. You'll find him anywhere, at CPAC, the White House, or a grocery store. He'll say, excuse me, haven't I groomed you somewhere before?
I'm working on President's Day.
That's right.
Slacking off. Thank you. Lots of great points. Speaking of Elon Musk, Kofi said, imagine if it was a black man with 13 kids from four different baby mamas while making his living sponging off the federal government. Thank you. Yeah, he makes $8 million a day off the taxpayers while he wants to take your $68 a day Social Security that you worked your whole life for. That's actually your money that you pay in there. Okay. By Brandon, Elon Musk having 13 kids via IVF out of wedlock while simultaneously being part of the political party that hates both IVF and having kids out of wedlock is the most MAGA thing ever.
Yep.
Yeah, it's become their brand, is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Kofi also said, you know, you all realize Trump is basically doing to Ukraine the same thing he did in his first term that resulted in his impeachment. I said that last week,
yep,
I believe.
You did.
I thought Susan Collins said he learned his lesson. Yeah. Remember that? Remember when she was concerned but felt...
I don't take anything Susan Collins says seriously anymore.
Oh, Bella, here's a feminist thing for you and me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Here we go. Guy says, if a woman had 13 kids by four different men, used ketamine, and spent all her time running a shadow presidency, I'm not sure our society would celebrate her.
Yeah.
Hmm. Thoughtful chin scratch. One day. Okay. One last one. Senator Weinstein said, as a reminder, your freedom to be an anti-vax conspiracy theorist ends at the boundary of my kids' freedom to not get measles. Thank you. Why did they not understand the only thing that makes vaccines work is the mandate, is that everyone has to get them? Yeah, right? It's like they always talk about personal responsibility, don't they, on their side? And so you're counting on responsible parents to keep the irresponsible parents' kids safe, right? That enough of you will get your kids vaccinated that my kids won't have to? Is that how it works?
Yeah. That county in Texas is finding out, is effing around and finding out.
Oh, Louisiana. I saved this for Rude, who's coming up in just a bit. Louisiana orders agencies to end vaccination efforts because what could possibly... Esther in Washington, help mommy. Esther, help me. Hello.
Yes, I will help you. Okay. I will help you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I love your comedy stylings, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from the land of the Duwamish. About Greg Palast's documentary that aired on Free Speech TV last night, the fact that he found many millions of votes in just a few of the states that seem to have been suppressed, doesn't that mean that we can get this guy out of the office and get rid of his Doge Ditzos?
Well, I hate to say it. It feels like it's too late now. I mean, you know, I do know people that were asking at the time, why didn't we just audit the swing states at least? You know, but I assume the time has passed for that. And again, I don't. That's above my pay grade to know why. I would have thought if there was a widespread suspicion of that, obviously the party, people like Mark Elias would have been screaming about it. So I don't know what to say. I keep saying if it did happen, it was the crime of the century and the, you know, tragedy of our ever. Okay, here's one. I believe children of the future, you know that, Bella, particularly.
Yeah.
Particularly the zygote of the Stephanie Miller Show, Bella.
Sure. Yeah.
Here it is. Jose said Trump's approval rating has dropped 40% among Gen Z voters. Too late now, kids. We tried to warn you. Well... But at least they're getting it quicker, right? Than
yeah, it was the men. It was the men, I should say boys, because they are in between a boy and a man in my generation right now.
Yeah.
It was them fully. Obviously, there are some weird women who the whole trad movement is coming back,
and
women want to be trad wives, whatever. But these men are incels. The majority of them are just incels. So
yeah, there's something really weird going on with your generation.
There is a weird shift happening right now in values, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's scary, and it's just it's crazy.
That's pretty quick. 40%. I've never seen that in polling. Yeah. If that's true, like what do you think? I mean, because then they the find out portion of the F around happened pretty damn quick.
I wish I knew. I'm hoping it's women waking up in my generation you know, saying, oh, J.D. Vance wants me to pump out five babies. I just want one or whatever that. I don't know, the fight with birth control, how they want to roll back Plan B is not even radicalizing them, just making them wake up.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I hope that's what it is. But as far as the men go, I was surrounded by men, again, in between boy and a man. These boys my age in college, especially these business bros that, you know, are like, Trump is a businessman. Da, 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 da. You know, and of course, Trump went on all the Kai Cenat stream, and that was a big thing that, you know, they saw. And Trump just aligned with the right influencers.
Are they aware that he's bankrupted every business he's ever had?
You know, I don't think so, which is funny.
Funny, huh? Right. Funny like I'm a clown. Like I'm here to... Okay. Because I know you like your Starbucks. What you're saying is DEI is not slowing down your order at Starbucks? This is a particular kind of stupid. We're in Missouri, has sued Starbucks claiming DEI policies are slowing down orders.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I think it's that dumb bitch that can't decide between the pumpkin spice latte thing and the whatever. Just think about it before you get there.
I think it's... The person who writes my name, Chris, on the cup, and it comes out Snork.
Well,
that's slowing things down.
If Snork doesn't know his coffee is ready, then it's his fault.
Ironically, there is a new Starbucks policy where they're required to write something on all of your cup.
Yeah, it's to personalize it.
It's to make it feel more homey. Yeah. So that could be it.
Yeah. Okay.
Snork.
Yeah. We're getting dumber every second of every day. The Missouri Attorney General's office is suing Starbucks, alleging the DEI policies are race and sex-based hiring that violates the state's laws, alleging that order times are taking longer because the company is not hiring the best candidates. Starbucks said the allegations are inaccurate. And also, snork, your coffee's ready.
One thing, as someone who has barista experience, gay person will always make my coffee better than a straight person.
Really?
And that is accurate. And I can say that with my chest.
Yeah, I think that's...
Wow.
I think that's accurate.
Why?
That's just a thing. That's okay. A thing, yeah. Yeah.
It's just a barista's just a gay word. It's just a gay thing.
I mean, is a male barista a barista?
You know, I think at Dutch Bros, that's what they're called, barista bros or something.
No, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. That hurts me.
Frappuccino, just inherently gay. Just sounds fluffy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they changed it to Frappuccino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, in other really dumb DEI news, author, actress Julianne Moore reacted with shock after Trump's administration banned her children's book,
yep.
Freckle Face Strawberry, from schools run by the Defense Department.
Yep.
Yeah. J.D. Vance just saying their freedom of speech is dying in, what, Europe?
Yep.
Is that what he said?
He did.
Yeah. Okay. They also, the picture book about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, No Truth Without Ruth, has also been banned. The books were banned, they say, the department said, because of potentially related to gender ideology or discriminatory equity ideology topics. So they're saying the equity is discriminatory. You see what I mean? The equality is what's discriminatory.
Got it.
Not the actual. Okay. That's kind of funny because it's, you know.
How is someone having freckles?
Yeah. DPI? Okay. Well, this is, you know what? Mark my words, Chris, they're going to ban Rudolph next because, you know.
Well.
Rudolph, different red nose.
Uh-huh. Comet.
Homophobia. Yeah.
Comet that
a-hole. Yeah. They're on Comet, the a-hole's side.
Yeah.
They don't get to play in any of our reindeer games.
Because you look different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, different. Bad. Boo. Bully that person or reindeer. Okay.
Reindeer games.
Reindeer games, yeah. Okay.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Yeah. Oh, DEI. DEI reindeer. Julianne Moore said Freckle-Faced Strawberry is a semi-autobiographical story about a 7-year-old girl who dislikes her freckles but eventually learns to live with them when she realizes that she's different just like everybody else. It's a book I wrote for my children and other kids to remind them that we all struggle but are all united in our humanity and our community. Whore! Oh, my God! DEI whore!
I've seen her in person at a diner.
Really? Yeah. She's so hot.
I can confirm.
She has done just the right amount of Leslie movies.
She has freckles. I've seen her without makeup, and yes, she has freckles.
Well, she seemed to have done all right for herself.
She has. I mean, she was in The Hours.
She said, I'm truly saddened and never thought
she was Les in The Hours.
I would see this in a country where freedom of speech and expression is a constitutional right. It's a book about a girl with freckles.
Yeah.
I can't. Meanwhile, in other fascism news, we're getting quite a large fascism stack, aren't
we? Yeah, what's going on?
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, Republican, introduced the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act to officially designate June 14th as a federal holiday. So no Martin Luther King Day, but they want to make a President Donald J. Trump Birthday and Flag Day an actual thing. She said, she writes, just as George Washington's birthday.
It's President's Day. It was melded into Lincoln's birthday and became President's Day.
As a federal holiday, this bill will add Trump's birthday to this list, recognizing him as the founder of America's golden age. Mm. It will be the golden shower age of America. this particular congresswoman has also nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize twice.
Oh.
And she also shared a right-wing meme mocking the near-fatal hammer attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, captioning that tweet with LOL. So that's...
She seems
nice. I know I'm not supposed to say they're just all mean and awful.
But they are.
They are largely all mean and awful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Donald Trump Flag Day. Because, see, then, you know, the American flag just forever. Because, you know, make America great and stuff. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour.
Are you okay?
Okay. Okay. I need an hour of solid of rudeness coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and individual liberty that gives you flexibility.
Oh.
See what I did there?
I do.
Stamps.com. Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents, packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. It simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday. It means you can decide when and where to invest your time.
Right.
Nobody's the boss of you. Stamps.com.
You're not the boss of me.
No. Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone. Anytime, day or night, no lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility. Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a special offer. Includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Known you know where to find the boys and the blues.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her: Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underly or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. We're safe and sound.
Bella was just telling us that her Gen Z douche bro friends think that Trump is a great businessman. Did they see this headline? Let's just send this to Truth Social. Reports $401 million in losses in 2024. Which number business would this be that he will bankrupt?
Wasn't this Devin Nunes's? Isn't he in charge of it?
Yes. Yeah. Who sued a Twitter cow and lost.
Yep.
Revenue slipped more than 12% to $3.6 million, while its annual loss swelled by more than sixfold. The results boosted the venture's accumulated deficit to $2.9 billion.
What purpose do they have besides being Trump's personal bulletin board?
He's in the process of doing the same thing to the American economy. Here we go again. Trump doubled down Saturday, vowing reciprocal tariffs against both enemies and allies of the United States. Ooh, Canada has a good idea. They're going to start to tariff Teslas at 100%. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just this bullying. Governing every day by bullying and threats, and just all of this stuff happening in Europe, and it's extraordinary. What was the? By the way, I just remembered. Do you remember the threat he just gave last week about Hamas better release all the hostages by noon Saturday? Hell's gonna break loose.
What happened at noon on Saturday?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Nothing. Stupid bully paper tiger, idiot. Oh my God. They went ahead with the same deal they had where they. Yeah. Israel released some Palestinian prisoners. They released a couple of whatever. But he's like, if they're not all out by noon Saturday.
If he keeps making empty threats like that, nobody's going to believe him anymore. It's going to be but he's going to be the boy that cried wolf.
Oh, my God. Just the whole, Putin can keep the parts of, because whatever, he fought hard for it. Yeah, you know who fought hard for Poland? Yes, go ahead.
Hitler.
Everybody fills in their head already. So
I was a little late, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Karen in Chicago, my boo-boo-boo-foo-foo-foo.
He's been lying about everything forever.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know what people need to hear, but whatever.
Lied about U.S. education ranking. Sorry. Uh-huh. Remember when he said he's going to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education? He said, we're last. We're number 40. The U.S. ranks 8th out of 41 countries. Yeah. He also said we spend the most, number one in cost per pupil. We are... We are not the highest of the 30. Anyway, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, and so here, for every single thing that you guys have been saying, for every single thing that is coming at us, like at breakneck speed, all of the horrible things, this is an opportunity for our Democratic leadership to set themselves apart, to dispel with the both sides do it BS narrative by saying, this is establishing a shadow cabinet, counter-messaging all of it, voting no and obstructing every single horrible thing, because this is the thing. For the first time, people real time and very quickly are feeling this. We're all being impacted.
We don't want you to work together with people bringing fascism to America, right? Invading.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, really quick. I'm having conversations with people that, paid attention, didn't really like to do politics all that much. They're bringing it up to me. People are paying attention. While you have people's attention, make them understand who's causing this, why they're feeling this way.
Yep, absolutely. Netanyahu, I share Trump's bold vision for Gaza. Guess who else had a bold vision for Poland?
Hitler.
Yes! That's the answer to every question. Rude Pundit for the hour. Next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some unusual foods will be available in conjunction with Sharp Literacy in Waukesha. We'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 11 people are now confirmed dead in Kentucky as a result of extensive flooding. That brings the regional total to 12 people. In Kentucky, Hazard Mayor Donald Mobilini said people did not expect this kind of damage.
I think everybody missed the mark because it's supposed to have crested 26 feet and it gets 30 and a half feet. That's the largest flood we've had since 1984.
Governor Andy Beshear urging people to stay off the roads in high water. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia, where tomorrow he'll meet with Russian officials as the U.S. continues its goal of bringing an end to the war with Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman said better relations, the reason why a 28-year-old American was released from jail after 10 days on a drug charge. Elon Musk's SpaceX team going to the FAA's Air Traffic Control Command Center to talk about what controllers need as Musk's Department of Government Efficiency continues sweeping cuts. This is ABC News.